Hello and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week. In January, America will have a new president, and that will mean potentially big changes afoot for corporate America. In this edition, we offer some selected sound bites from President-elect Donald Trump that detail his views of importance to public companies. During an October speech in New Hampshire, Trump sounded a battle cry against what he sees as unchecked expansion of regulations during the Obama administration.
We're cutting regulations which are absolute. We want regulation for environmental. We want regulation for safety. But the regulations are massive, Howie. They're massive. And we're cutting the regulations at a tremendous clip. And I would say 70% of the regulations can go. It's just stopping businesses from growing.
During a September 15th speech at the Economic Club of New York, Trump shared his views on taxation and repatriation.
One of our greatest job creation measures is going to be our 15% business tax rate, down from the current 35% rate, a reduction of more than 40%. I know that's what you people have been waiting for. An explosion of new businesses and new jobs will be created. It will be amazing to watch. You watch, and it'll happen. We will also allow United States-based manufacturers to fully expense the cost of new plants and equipment. Big, big deal. On top of that, we will bring back trillions in business wealth, and this is wealth that's parked overseas. Nobody knows how much it is. They say it's $2.5 trillion. I have people that think it's $5 trillion. We'll bring them back, and it'll be taxed only at the rate of 10% instead of 35%. And who would bring it back at 35%? Obviously, nobody, because nobody's doing that. I think it's going to be something that will be so phenomenal, far beyond what people even think. By taxing it at 10% instead of 35%, all of this money will come roaring back into our country, and lots of good things will start to happen. We will turn America into a new magnet for new jobs, and that means jobs in our poorest communities. So important. And right now, we have companies leaving the country because taxes are too high, but we actually have companies leaving the country to get their money. And that's a first. Nobody's ever heard of that one before, but believe me, that's happening.
Once again, regulation was on the agenda, including growing environmental demands.
I speak to big businesses, the biggest businesses in the world. But I also speak to the small business people and the farmers. And if they had their choice between this massive tax cut from 35% down to 15 or regulation relief, they would take almost 100% of the time regulation relief. The regulations are a disaster. They're killing people. They're killing the farmers. They're killing the energy folks. They've killed the mines. But we all believe there has to be regulation for safety, for environment, for certain reasons. But it has gone so crazy and it's gotten so excessive. But they would take that over taxes. So we're going to unleash a tremendous number of jobs coming in. Plus, we're going to have great cutting, waste, fraud, abuse. Every year, over-regulation costs our economy $2 trillion a year and reduces household wealth by almost $15,000. I proposed a moratorium on new federal regulations that are not compelled by Congress or public safety, and I will eliminate all needless and job-killing regulations now on the books, and there are plenty of them. This includes eliminating some of our most intrusive regulations, like the Waters of the U.S. rule. It also means scrapping the EPA's so-called Clean Power Plan, which the government itself estimates will cost $7.2 billion a year.
At the New York speech, Trump also delved into trade deals, the current trade imbalance, patent infringement and the theft of intellectual property, and foreign currency manipulation.
The foundation for everything, America's annual trade deficit with the world, is now almost $800 billion a year. Who are negotiating these deals? Anybody in this room negotiating these wonderful deals? Think of it. We have a trade deficit of almost $800 billion a year. That's going to change so fast. Between World War I and the year 2000, the United States averaged a 3.5% growth rate. But after China joined the World Trade Organization, our average growth rate has been reduced to only 2%. Predatory trade practices, product dumping, currency manipulation, which is a big one, and intellectual property theft have taken millions of jobs and trillions of dollars in wealth right out of our country, right out of our country. So sad that we allowed this to happen.
For more specifics on these plans, we'll all just need to wait for the start of the new administration in January. This is Joe Mont, staff writer for Compliance Week. Thank you for listening.